Panthers Radio in association with Zionomics, joined by head coach Corey Nielsen. Corey, let's start with you bringing Rick back. How much of a piece of your puzzle, really, was he?
Well, Rick and I have worked together for a lot of years. We're tight. We're close friends. He brings a wealth of experience. Obviously, he played at a very high level. I don't know how many people know that. He played in the SM League, which was a fantastic league. He's been around the game for a long time, knows the British game inside and out. And as I said, we kind of bounce off ideas against each other. And it's so invaluable as a coach when you come into the dressing room after a period and you can, you know, write your stuff down and then just look across and you know somebody who's competent is going to give you two or three things that, you know, can hypothetically really change a game.
I guess it's as much about having someone to bounce off and work with ideas and maybe give a different angle. But just as importantly, you've got to be someone you trust, I guess.
Yes. Yeah. And that's, you know, a big thing. Especially going abroad, as I did when I, you know, you just never know if someone's just waiting to hit you with a hammer when you're not looking. So, you know, Strack is someone, you know, I can trust with my whole heart. And it's important to have somebody who helps to sometimes ground, you know, my crazy ideas. I think of hockey in a lot of different ways. You know, I'm quite creative when it comes to things, but I can also be too creative. So he says sometimes he's like, that's a good idea, or whoa, maybe we won't try that just yet. So a lot of good things that we've done over the years. So proud of it. And, you know, he's been a huge piece of it for us.
Just look ahead to Fife on Friday. How much is this week going to help? We talked about how you had one session last week and didn't get much done. How much are you going to be able to do in these next few days?
Yeah, I mean, you know, to be honest, I thought we got a lot done last week, you know, all our tracking and stuff, you know, that stuff can be pretty complicated in terms of sorting out D-zone coverage, you know, and I find, you know, that's a pretty good place to start. You know, if you're decent in your own end, you know, players are pretty nifty and creative. So, you know, hopefully you put them in positions where they can create offensively. Last weekend, I thought our transition was lacking. I thought, you know, we just couldn't get fast vertical into the offensive zone, and we worked on that yesterday. I just got some pattern recognition down, so guys, you know, should be able to generate a little bit speed better. Hopefully we can get 200 feet, and then obviously today we worked a lot on our cycle, offensive zone, creating separation, a little bit of movement, lots of movement. And you know, that's what I'd like to see this team eventually get to, is just a team that is constantly moving, constantly switching, and forcing other teams to really think on defense, forcing, you know, their forwards to play close to their net and their D to play way out on the blue line, and just cause some confusion and chaos.
I just want to pick your brains on a game you did in training the other day when you got everyone to hold their sticks, play wrong-handed, play with the wrong stick. If you're righty, play with the lefty, lefty with the righty. No truth in the rumour that you wanted to do that because the boys said, even though you swapped, you were brilliant at it.
Well, I've been doing it for a lot of years. It's a game we like to play. It's just something, you know, especially on a day where, you know, some guys can come to the rink at times and, you know, they're, you know, disappointed in their own performance, or, you know, maybe we've lost and haven't, you know, got the results we wanted. And it's just to get a little bit of energy generated really quickly, a little bit of fun, guys smiling, guys working hard, competing together, and, you know, doing something that they're completely uncomfortable doing. And yeah, I'd like to play left-handed. I thought I had a pretty good one-timer, but the goalies thought differently. So.
And just finally, we're in Matthew Meyer's testimonial week with that game on Sunday. You can show those skills on Sunday. But in a serious question, Matthew epitomises the Nottingham Panthers, you know, putting words into your mouth, but, you know, fully deserved for this honour that he's going to have. But put into my words, it'll put into your words what you think of Matthew.
Well, Matthew is just such a reliable captain and good person. You know, if you were to ask anybody about Matthew, they'd say, you know, he's a man of integrity. And for me, that's, you know, more important than just the hockey, and that should be rewarded just by itself. But you see, you know, every circumstance that's happened, you know, especially when I just even lately when, you know, I was called to coach again here, he was the first guy to step in and say, how can I help you out? And gave me a call, congratulated me. And then obviously we got to work on practice when I wasn't even here. What he's brought, you know, not just to the Nottingham Panthers, but to, you know, all the places he's played, GB, other teams around the league. He just brings that Matthew Myers, that little bit of chaotic presence, great in front of the net, good teammate, works hard. You can always count on him to compete every night. Some days he's got it, just like every player. Some days, you know, as a player, you just don't have it. But, you know, his heart's in it. He's invested. And, you know, he's been invested emotionally for the Panthers for a lot of years. And it's so great that they've rewarded him with this.
Thank you, Corey.
You're welcome, Chris.